Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. According to the state's Department of Health website, there have been 9,585 positive cases of COVID-19 in Florida as of this afternoon. 163 people have died in the state. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of the number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus in the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 440. In Pinellas, 289. There are 94 in Manatee, 118 in Sarasota, 41 in Charlotte, 74 in Pasco, 36 in Hernando, 28 in Citrus, and 115 in Polk. The CDC website says about 239,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive for coronavirus, and there have been 5,443 deaths across the country. According to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, about 9,400 people who tested positive have recovered. CNN's daytime news host Brooke Baldwin says she has tested positive for coronavirus. She's the second on-air personality at CNN to come down with the disease in the past week. Primetime host Chris Cuomo has also tested positive and did two of his shows remotely from the basement of his home. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will postpone arguments scheduled for April because of the coronavirus pandemic, but it is not ruling out hearing some of the arguments within months. Today's announcement means a total of 20 arguments have now been postponed. That includes fights over subpoenas for President Trump's financial records. The court says it will consider rescheduling some cases before the end of the term if circumstances permit in light of public health and safety guidance at the time. Farm workers are considered essential workers, so they're still harvesting crops during the pandemic. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports, in Immokalee, the community has banded together to make hand-washing stations available for people still at work in the fields.
7 hand-washing stations have been placed at labor pickup locations throughout Immokalee. Julia Perkins of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers says the stations help laborers engage in a critical preventative measure outlined by health experts.
It's at least another opportunity for people to be able to practice some of those preventative measures.
Perkins says the hand washing stations were provided by Littman Family Farms, delivered by the Collier County Sheriff's Office, and contained soap that was provided by the Collier Department of Health and the County Emergency Management Office. The stations will be refilled with water by the Immokalee Fire District, according to Deputy Chief Thomas Cunningham.
For the immediate future, we'll be going out every evening to make sure that they're full for the morning and topped off.
Information on social distancing and other methods for preventing the spread of COVID-19 will also be available at the hand-washing stations. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Andrea Perdomo.
Here's the weather tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
Right-wing Republicans and corporate Democrats have become a pathetic bunch of no-can-do Nancys. Faced with an economy reeling from the plutocratic policies that these same lawmakers pushed down upon us, they are now whimpering that America is too weak to meet the obvious needs of its own people. We must surrender to the gods of economic despair, they cry. At a time when history calls for our leaders to step forth with a bit of FDR boldness and rally grassroots people to rebuild our economy, they trumpet for retreat, giving up on America's historic ideal of the common good. A jobs program? Everyone for themselves, they shout. Health care for all? Go to the emergency room, they scream. Social security? Socialism, they screech. Run away from it. Public education? Can't afford it, they tell us as they turn their backs on hundreds of thousands of teachers soon to be fired. Repair America's rotting infrastructure? Too big for us, they wail. Leave it to the next generation. Wagging tea bags rather than picking up the tools of real recovery, the woeful voices of American failure insist that they speak for the people. Hogwash. Americans are a strong, community-minded, democratic-spirited, can-do people. Indeed, the latest Gallup poll shows that 60% of the public favors, quote, additional government spending to create jobs and stimulate the economy. But we must balance the budget, whine the naysayers. Of course we should, and big majorities say we should do that by putting people to work, taxing the super rich to pay their fair share of Social Security and other public needs, as well as by slashing the $12 billion a month we're spending for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is Jim Hightower saying it's time for these so-called leaders to stop whining and catch up to the people.